been a while since I last saw this place. It feels good to be back. Whoa. This place sure needs a lot of cleaning. Oof. Well, time to clean up before I get settled in. Last batch, and done. Whew. Huh? Did someone call my name? Who the heck? What? Who is this guy? Hi. Do I know you? Yeah, I'm Roxanne. And you are... I'm sorry. Who? Wait. Are you... Oh my god! What? Wow! Hi! Oh my god! I didn't recognize you. Wow, you're all grown up. Yeah, no. Seriously, I really didn't recognize you. You look so different now. Wow, this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I'm also really surprised to see you here. But a good kind of surprise, of course. Wow, it's so nice to see you. So, how's your sister? Is she with you? Oh, really? I see. Well, I'm glad that she's doing well. And I'm also glad to see you. I mean, I've already said that, but it's really nice to see you. Yeah, I know, sorry. Yeah, right. I knew you'd ask that. Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if I should do that. I mean, we both got busy. And I don't mean to spoil the mood, but since you've asked, I might as well tell you. Yeah, your sister and I, we lost contact for years. I don't know. I'm just not sure if she would be thrilled to hear from me, you know? Seriously, I don't know why you're asking, but... Oh, is that so? Well, I mean, this is really unexpected. It's not like I, you know, it's not like I knew that I'd see you here. So I asked about your sister. Well, this is different. I'm not your best friend. I'm more like your big sister. Your sister is my best friend. I mean, could you imagine if you were in our situation? The last I've heard from your sister was before the end of our first semester in college. That was years ago. Back in our freshman year. It's okay. We don't have to talk about this. And it's a long story, really. I don't want to keep you here. I'm sure there's also other things that you need to take care of. Yes, I'm sure. Now go. Same here. It was really nice seeing you. Yeah? You wanna hang out sometime? I mean, yeah, sure. That would be nice. Tomorrow? What time? Afternoon. Let's see. Yeah, I'm free after 3 p.m. Where do you want to meet? Wait, that treehouse is still there? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's nice. We definitely have to visit tomorrow. Okay, so 3 p.m. at the treehouse. I'll see you there then. I can't believe that this treehouse is still here. I have so many memories here. Oh, hi. Didn't notice you there. Yeah, I was just thinking about the old times. Sure. Thanks. Yeah, it looks the same. It's like no one's ever touched this place since we left. Have you been here lately? I see. Wait, when did you get home anyway? Well, you know your sister. She doesn't like being told what to do. Oh, look! Our old toys are still here! Wow! Wow, this is really amazing. Do you remember when we used to collect old vintage toys at the antique shop in town? Mrs. Miller always had something for us. I wonder where she is now. Wait, really? Oh, so that's why I couldn't find the shop. I thought I was just searching the wrong side of town. That's actually kinda sad. I know, it's nostalgic. If only I could stop time, I would. I miss your sister. It's complicated. I don't know what went wrong. We just stopped talking. I mean, it was the end of our first semester. We had different plans for our semester break. It's not like we were together in the same university. Yeah, we did. We promised each other that we'd always talk. But I guess things change. I mean, obviously, they do change. Especially people. It makes me sad. Sort of. but I can't really do anything about it, you know? I just wish I knew better. I just realized it by the end of the year. I always thought that things felt incomplete. I couldn't figure out what it was. Then I checked her sister's Facebook profile. I found out that she'd already unfriended me. Yeah, that was my cue. How could I talk to her when she was the one who made it clear that she didn't want to be friends with me anymore? Yes, she is my best friend, but I was her too, you know? She could have talked to me. The fact that we were hundreds of miles away from each other was already difficult enough. The internet was our only means of communication, and she also took me off her Skype contact list. So what was I supposed to do? Forget it. I'm sorry, but she's not the only one who can feel pain, okay? If she really wants to talk to me, she can always do so. I even tried to follow her on Instagram, but she just ignored all the effort I put into trying to reconnect with her. So, what's the point? Let's just drop this. Of course, I miss her. I really do. But maybe only time will tell when we'll talk again. I'm ready whenever that is. It's okay, kiddo. There's nothing you should apologize for. Yeah, I am older than you. So, kiddo. Oh, you're calling me by my first name. Is that you telling me that you're all grown up now? Doesn't change the fact that I'm older. You used to call me Big Sis. Fine, whatever. Suit yourself. You're way too stubborn, so I try. What I do remember, though, is how you used to call me for first aid when we were younger. I never understood why it was me that you called, not your sister. Oh, wait. I think I remember why. What? I'm just reminiscing. What is it that you're so embarrassed about? Nothing? Sure. Well, in that case, I remember you saying... Seeing you like that just makes me want to tease you more. You said that you felt better when I was the one who'd kiss your wounds. But hey, don't worry. It's totally understandable. Your sister was always bad at that stuff. She would nearly faint at the sight of blood. Can't blame you for wanting my help instead. Is she still afraid of blood, though? Of course she is. Could you send my regards to her? yeah, right. Of course, I care about her. We'll see. Okay. I think that's enough chit-chatting for today. Yeah, I still have to prepare. I'll be celebrating my birthday soon. And you're invited, of course you are. No, it's just... I don't know. I didn't really want to celebrate, but my friends were bugging me. Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention that I'm only staying here for a few weeks. Yeah, it's just a work thing. But yeah, I'm throwing a party. Saturday night, 9 p.m. No, it's okay, I can handle it. It's not like I'm throwing a huge party. It's just for friends' sake. So, you coming, right? Cool. Great. So, I'll see you by then. Don't be late, okay? See ya.